Worlds will be here before you know it. Let's get talking about it.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Welcome back, ATA Nation. My name is Senior Master Zach Hayden. It is great to be back with you again for episode number 83. Can you believe it? 83 episodes. We have with us today a one of our favorite returning guests. I mentioned that in the interview. We're talking to Chief Master Skiles today. And we're going over World Championships because it's going to be here before we know it. July, Phoenix, you know, everybody wants to go to that 150 degree weather. No humidity, though, which is nice. The World Conference, the training that's offered at World Championships. I always check out what's being offered and try to decide what I want to do. And I was looking at it this year and thought, you know what? I'm not sure what some of these events are, what some of these things listed are. And so I was like, you know what? If I'm not sure what they are, I bet there's some others out there in ATA Nation who are unsure what they are as well. So let's have Chief Master Skiles on and talk about all the training options. And we did just that. And let me tell you, I'm pretty excited. Right after the interview later that day, I went and registered myself, got things set up because I hadn't registered yet. But I think after this interview, you will get registered as well. So let's get right into it.
Special guest interview.
ATA Nation, welcome back. We've got one of our favorite guests, Chief Master Skiles. How are you today, sir?
Man, I am fantastic. I appreciate the title of one of your favorite guests. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we love having you on and getting all the great updates from headquarters and especially all the things the training department has done, which is just such a busy department. I wanted to go over the World Conference. So the World Conference is going to be here before we know it. There's some new things on here, and I just kind of thought we'd go kind of event by event, class by class, and you give us a little understanding of what it is, and then we can encourage people to make sure they get over there and register right away. Don't wait till that last minute to register.
Wonderful. Let's do it.
So the day starts. This is not necessarily training department event, but we've got the Thrive Live. Anything to say about that one? That's more a business department people, but you guys are always up on things too.
Yeah, I just recently got back from a quick trip over to Phoenix. We had to, talk about some details about the Master Ceremony, which is going to be phenomenal this year. Senior Master Taekwon Lee and the rest of the team and I, we've got some pretty amazing, things in store for the Master Ceremony. If they all come to fruition, it's going to be pretty special and unique. And then we also talked about, we had some meetings with the hotel for the Thrive Live. I know, Virginia was there and she was, buttoning up details on that. I know she's got some great speakers lined up. Mm. I think it's almost a full event, if not already full from that standpoint. We talked about the licensee reception as well. Both of those events are at the same hotel there at the Sheraton, which is kind of our host hotel this year. So that's going to be a wonderful event as well. So awesome. Pretty excited. If you're at the Thrive, the last time it was at the Sheraton, it's in the same ballroom. I think it was the first year we went there. It was at the Sheraton last year. It was at the convention center, but this year it's back to the Sheraton again. So it's same room.
Very cool. The first kind of training event that's listed here is the PPCT Weapons Retention and Disarm. This is with Grandmaster Caruso. What's this event all about?
So it's been a while since he's offered this course. I know he did one last time we were here in Little Rock for Fall Nationals. He did a little bit different version of it, but this is one of the original gun retention and disarming seminars that he's got going on. Anytime you have Grandmaster Crusoe teaching something that's PPCT related, it's always a phenomenal. I'm looking at the registration right now where it sits, and he's already at like 84 people for the class. So it'll be a fun one.
Oh yes, sir. Yeah. I mean, anytime you can do self-defense training with Grandmaster Crusoe, it is an excellent event. I know, I know at Fall Nationals in Pittsburgh, he did a new, what was that? Like a new,
it was knife defense. It was an updated curriculum.
Yes, sir.
For the knife defense program. But this is the gun. This is the gun defense. Yes.
Excellent. Very cool. Well, there's a couple of ATA Max things we see on the schedule. The next one listed here is the ATA Max Action Series. Is this, I see some stuff about Parents Night Out, about curriculum stuff. What's this event?
So Master Turner, Master Swazi really want to provide everybody some curriculum and some different ways that they can integrate the ATA Max curriculum into specialized events, birthday parties, parents' night outs, those type of things. So fun curriculum and activities, those type of things. So they have some planners that they're going to provide for everybody and just show, give you another opportunity of some other types of fun things that you can do at these special events. You can make it a week long camp. You can do it as a 1 day type of an event, you know, depending on, you know, what your need is. So they want to be able to provide, you know, curriculum for licensees to be able to use on a variety of different ways. But it's all going to be revolving around like special events.
Gotcha. Well, I love that. I actually, last week we had our spring break here and I did a 1 day ATA Max camp. And I was thinking like, hey, you know, I don't have a class planner for this. Like, usually ATA provides so many awesome class planners. I was like, wait, I don't have one for this. And looks like I will next time. So
yes,
that's awesome.
Yes, you will. Yes.
Very cool.
You know, at Spring Nationals, they talked about maximizing, you know, the ATA Max curriculum from a business standpoint, how to utilize it for, you know, creating sync teams and demo teams and uniforms and, you know, upgradeability and all that kind of stuff for higher level programs. So this is just another kind of evolution to that.
Yes, sir. Very cool. So ATA Black Belt Weapons Forms and Curriculum Session 1. It looks like there's a little bit of a twist on how this is being done this year.
Yeah. So, you know, as you know, the last couple of years, we've been very heavy with the color belt weapons curriculum with the creation and introduction of all of that. So it was time for us to go back and update and make sure we focus on black belt curriculum as well. So it's been a little bit over a year now. I had a new team of Pro Tech instructors come into headquarters. We trained as a group. Each group kind of, we separated into each group by weapon. Each weapon has 2 to 3 instructors that kind of are overseeing that curriculum. And we kind of went through and said, hey, are there things that we need to address? There's different versions of forms. There's different instructors that used to teach the same weapon form differently. And and so we really focused on everybody getting on the same page. Each individual weapon team kind of presented their kind of updates and what they would like to see with it. We all voted on it as a big team. So there's not a whole lot of them. I don't want to get anybody like all worried that there's everything's changing and all that kind of stuff. But the focus was just on, hey, this is the way the forms are going to be done. So we're rolling out the first 3 weapons here at Worlds. I've got some instructors. I've got some scheduling to have them come in and do some filming. So we're actually going to film the forms, and we're going to kind of do them for anybody that's watched the 6th, 7th, and 8th degree forms that we have online, where myself, Master Haynes, and Grandmaster MK, he walks us through each segment of the form. And as we do each move, he's telling you what the move is, kind of what it's for, what stance you're supposed to be in. And then we demonstrate it at a regular speed. So we're going to take that model and we're going to do that with each one of the weapons as well. So it's not just going to be somebody doing a form. It's going to be an instructor talking somebody through the form, explaining a little bit about what the techniques are used for and all that kind of stuff. The plan is to get the forms done. I think that's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. I think everybody wants consistency.
Yes, sir.
And then we're all, but along with that, the instructors are going to be having, they're going to give everybody drills, partner drills, individual drills, that kind of stuff. And then the creation of the class planners and the filming of the rest of the curriculum will just have to come. Just time wise, mm-hmm. It's just going to be too compact to try to get it all in there. But we want to focus on the form first. But we're also going to supply that a very similar class planner that we've done for all the color belt weapons for each one of the black belt weapons as well. So instructors will have some. You know, it's not like the old days when we would go to camp. We would have to remember what the drills were.
Yes,
write
sir.
Them down or take it. You know, video. Get a video camera out to record each other doing it. And try to remember it. This way, it's just going to be more of an official kind of. Let's write it all down. Let's film it and then provide it for it. And then we can always go back and add stuff. Hey, here's a new fresh drill for you single ball mongi lovers out there, type of thing. So.
I love that. I think
that's the long-term plan.
Yeah. I mean, obviously that's going to take time. I know people are going to be really excited to just get to the forms, but having that whole built out curriculum with, you know, the drills and everything like we have as licensees for the color belt weapons, I think is just going to be amazing. I know, I don't know if anyone officially announced anything or whatnot, but I know for licensees right now on my ATA or on ATAMartialArts.com, there's some Gumdo stuff on there already that has been unless it got removed. I've been sneaking
no,
in.
No, it's still up there. So we kind of tested that. That's kind of the same format that we're going to mm-hmm. look for all the other ones. Chief Master Ramundi was in headquarters last year. And then he also had his student, Mr. Cabrero in here for athlete development camp. So we're just like, hey, while you're here, let's go ahead and do this and knock it out. So that's kind of the model of what we're going to be going for, moving forward with the rest of the weapons.
Yes, sir. Are these, it looks like there's two sections of this weapons material. Is it the same thing? So you can pick from the two, or are they two different trainings?
They're the same thing, okay. Just offered twice. So if you wanted to do John Bong in the morning and then you wanted to do Songju Bong in the afternoon or vice versa or whatever, it just offers everybody the two time slots to be able to do two different things.
So they are not you will pick a specific weapon that you'll do and it won't be covering, you won't take the class and do all four weapons or whatnot. Three weapons.
Correct. No. So for 4 hours, you'll train with a mid-range Jong Bong. So
perfect. Okay.
That's the weapon. So that way, again, the instructors are going to be able to provide drills.
Yes, sir.
Individual drills, partner drills, that type of stuff, more things you can take back and then work on the form and work on it in detail, make sure everybody's got it down.
Gotcha.
And then whatever weapon you choose for the next 4 hours. So, back in the day, we used to do a day and a half,
six hours,
7 hours, so it's similar to that, but just, I think we can, there really isn't, I don't think, very many people out there that don't know these three
yes,
forms.
Sir. If I have to do 7 hours on single song shabong, I might not have to.
I understand. Yes. Yeah. Turn into John Wick 4.
Yes.
You start hitting yourself with them. I get it. Yes.
Perfect. Well, those are, I think, those are going to be super popular. Mrs. Kaminsky's back. Everybody, her seminars are just insane. Lots of people heading to those. Looks like balance is going to be kind of the topic for this year. Any comments on that one?
Yeah, so she's, we started off with her doing just kind of an overall thing. I think it was kind of like hips and low back and hamstrings. And so she just wants to kind of over the these next couple events and stuff, she just wants to kind of pick a different element from that will benefit us as martial artists. So this one she chose was balance. And you're right. Right now she's sitting at, for Tuesday's training, she's sitting at the at the most popular event right now. I think she's got 109 people signed up for that class already. So,
wow.
But it, you know, it will be in a ballroom. So she'll have a stage and she'll be mic'd up and all that kind of stuff. I know Dallas was a little tough. She had a good sized group, but because of just spacing, she was out on the mats. And I know, you know, the doing anything in those convention centers is just not good acoustically, you know.
Yes,
so, but just rest assured, you know, we do all the training that we're doing is going to be in ballrooms, and you know, so we're pretty excited about that.
Awesome. And then level two for the ATMX curriculum.
Yeah. Master Swazi and Master Turner, they, you know, the numbers according to Master Stevens for competition wise for Creative Extreme have just been going up and up here in the last year and a half. And I'd like to say that they had something to do with that by the introduction of their curriculum and maybe some more people are interested in doing it. So the next evolution is, you know, they launched level one last spring. So here we are a year and a half later going to level two with more advanced tricks and kicks and all that kind of stuff. And actually, you know, coming up here May 4th, 5th, and 6th, we have the 18 Max gathering here in Little Rock. So the team's coming in a couple days early to start the filming process on that curriculum as well. So
excellent.
We're pretty excited about that.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a perfect time out there for ATMX to continue to grow with the introduction of color belt weapons. It just means that we have more opportunities to then use the extreme and creative because we're going to be able to do a specific form for color belts. You know, it's just perfect timing to have this curriculum as those rolled out as well. So it's super exciting to see. I think it's just going to be growing and growing.
Yeah, we agree. We agree.
And then, so day two has got kind of a different feel today. You said day one is kind of like an a la carte. My big issue with day one is there's not enough of me. You know, I need one of those Harry Potter time turner things so I can go to multiple seminars. I see it's like 1 to 5 and I have to pick 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock and I have to pick only one of these three awesome seminars and I just don't know what I'm going to do. But day two, I don't have that problem. How have you guys laid out day two?
So when looking at the schedule for the last few years, again, like I mentioned, you know, we've been very pro tech heavy. And every time I go and sit down with Grandmaster MK, I say, "Hey, sir, here's the schedule." You know, and I laid out, you know, the last 2.5-3 years worth of national events. I laid them out ahead of time. We knew what we wanted to offer pretty much over the last 2.5 years. And, but every time I would go sit down with Grandmaster, he would look at the schedule and he would go, "So where's the song on Taekwondo?" And I would go, "Well, you got a point there, sir. But this time we've got to do this and we've got to do this." And, you know, so he was like, "Well, why, let me teach." So that's why we've always thrown Grandmaster MK on the schedule, so he can teach, you know, some good, strong, traditional Sogam Taekwondo. So with wanting to kind of get back to that and not offer us and just not focus on the ProTech stuff, it's been a while since we've done any, you know, national combat training or sparring. We've got some new updates to board breaking rules for like testing and stuff like that that are going to be coming out soon. Traditional forms, all that. And, you know, sitting down with a Master Ireland, who's a great person to bounce things off of. And we're looking at the schedule and I was like, "Well, I need to offer forms. I want to offer sparring. I want to offer combat." Da-da. And he just kind of looked at me and was like, that's a class schedule. That's just a class planner." And he's like, "Why don't we just do like an 8-hour class planner? Just start in the morning with warm-ups and we'll just go through and we'll just hit all of those. You know, there'll be a variety of lengths of time." And I know, unfortunately, because of the Tournament of Champions, that's going to kind of start in the middle of the day, and that some people are going to have to step out and they may end up missing something that they were wanting to do. But that's just the nature of the beast when it comes to world championships, right?
Yes, sir.
You may have to judge, you may have to go compete. And, you know, if I could have just 2-3 days where we do nothing but training and everybody goes home, that would be great. But, you know, we know that's not going to happen. So it's going to be just what's listed on the site there. We're going to go through some warm-ups. We're going to work on traditional forms, the color belt forms. Mainly, we want to make sure everybody's on the same page there. Board breaking, you know, we've got some updates to how board breaking is going to be expected to be done at testings and all that kind of stuff. So we'll be introducing that, weapons training, you know, and then of course sparring and combat as well. We got Master Isaacs, Master Chief Master Kaminsky going to be leading some of that kind of training. So it's just going to be an all-day event. We'd love everybody to start and end with us. And it's, again, kind of also encompassing that resurgence of the regional camp and the national camp stuff that Grandmaster MK has been pushing. We want everybody just to train together.
Yes,
so it's going to be one huge ballroom. Everybody lines up. Everybody bows in. Energy, music, instructors going crazy, everybody having a good time doing what we all love to do, which is Songam Taekwondo. So it's good. I'm excited for it. And the reason why we're calling it Planting Seeds for the Future is because we want all that information that we're passing out and giving everybody, we want everybody to take it back. We want to take it back to their instructors, take it back to their students. So you're building that legacy and you're planting those seeds for the future. As you know, the definition of black belt, you know, has that in there. So that's where the name of that came from.
Well, that's awesome. It sounds like a great time. As a former RTTL, and I'm just anticipating that Chief Master Stevens might mention that if you have a judging assignment during that time, the seminar doesn't trump your judging assignment. Am I right there?
Yes, correct. Your training does not trump. Get to your assignments. Make sure you do it. You know, the last thing we want is the competition going on until like Monday and Tuesday of the next week.
Yes, sir.
We want to make sure that everything starts and ends on time, because it's not about us. It's not about us. It's about the competitors, about the members that are coming in and competing. So we want to be able to not mess that up in any form or fashion. So unfortunately, like I said, if you do have to step out because you have a judging assignment or you are going to compete for TOC, you definitely, you don't even have to ask. You can just, hey, sir, I got to go. Raise your hand and you'll be dismissed. No questions asked. No one's going to make fun of you, at least to your face. Anyways, when you leave, I can't say what.
Yes, sir.
You know, I can't say what people are going to say when you leave. But and you know, when she did bring that up, I was like, you know, Master Stevens, on a personal level, I have made the top 10, and I would really like to not have to compete on Wednesday. So if you could do something for me, I think his masters are on like either Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, so you'll have to leave your own training to go compete. Possibly.
Yes. Well, but I also have that. We also have the master ceremony.
Yeah. So
Wednesday night as well. So.
So you're. I mean, you. I know in advance that like world championships, you don't sleep anyways. You're just working the whole time. So.
I get there Sunday and I don't leave till Monday.
Yeah. So. And you don't even have a hotel room. You just stay on the event floor the entire time.
I do. I just pack a suit. I just pack a sleeping bag. That's my favorite pillow.
Yes, sir.
And,
smart.
You know, when you leave, I'm there. And when you come in the morning, I'm there again.
Yes, sir. Well, the World Conference looks amazing. People need to get registered now. I'm sure some of these might fill up if they don't to get to it quick. Any other announcements? Any things for ATA Nation out there?
Well, like I mentioned, it's not too late for the ATA Max gathering. That's Friday night, all day Saturday, Sunday morning on ATA Creative and Extreme Curriculum. We got Master Swazi, Master Turner, you got Mr. Raffle and Mr. Walls all coming in to lead that. And it's also not too late to register for athlete development summer camp in June. We're only like 20 campers away from hitting our number from last year. So we're pretty excited about that. We were not this far ahead on registration by this time last year. So we're pretty excited about that. And I guess the only other thing is, you know, online regular pricing is going on right now for World Conference until June 30th. So if you want to take advantage of the best pricing, now's when you're going to want to get there and register.
Yes, sir. Well, we appreciate your time today, sir.
My pleasure. Anytime. Thanks, ATA Nation. We'll see you at one of those exciting events.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty excited about all that awesome training options. All those awesome training options. Going to be great. That's going to wrap it up for our episode today. Lots of cool stuff. Make sure, if you haven't checked it out, be sure to check out that ATA Max Gathering. You can still get in on that. And the athlete development camp down in Little Rock. Really cool stuff there. Okay. Until next time, guys, make sure you're out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Speaking of athlete development camp down in Little Rock, you see all this cool stuff you can do to help support a team ATA USA. I just saw yesterday they posted some merch you can buy to support them. I got my eye on a sweet pullover that I just might have to get. You know, you could sponsor some days. I think that's coming up in May that those sponsorships were for. Anyways, definitely check that out. Follow their page on Facebook and Instagram. ATA USA has got some cool stuff out there. So check it out, guys. Later.